If a man ignores your emotions during the argument and focuses on making sense, it means one thing, ladies, he doesn't care about you. Yeah, see, that's where a lot of women are confused. We're not women. We're not going to react to a situation like a woman would. You can't judge us based on woman standards. Yeah, see, this is why so many relationships don't work. One of the many reasons. Me watching her work out from the water bottle I bought her. Bruh. If you ever get into this point, you don't need to be with her. You don't need to be with anybody. You need counseling. You need to get some help. You need to work on those insecurities before you could ever be man enough to lead a woman in a relationship or even lead a family. I know this is a joke, but no, I'm kicking knowledge to the people who really do this that might be listening.
Men are such crybabies. I feel like
and this. Thank you for saying that, right? Because anytime us men start speaking about how we feel and how we feel,
you're like certain things are crybaby.
I told you so. I told you
this. All guys really want in a girl is for them to be quiet, make food, and have a fat ass.
I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, really. Ladies, take notes. That was some good advice. This says, when I decide to ask my guy friend for advice instead of one of the girls. Yeah, it's going to be that hardcore truth.
It was never going to be you. It was never going to be you. So for you to be so delusional and crazy like that, it's ridiculous.
That's what women need, though. That's what I try to bring. I just try to give it to you straight. It's the best thing for you. It's the best type of medicine. It ain't going to feel good at first, but it's going to help you in the long run.
If we had cell phones, our parents would grab our cell phone and go in it whenever they want to. Am I right or wrong?
Yep.
Don't lock no doors in the house. Don't keep going in and out the house. You had school clothes and play clothes. You had a favorite cartoon, a favorite actor, a favorite teacher. And mama was always right. These kids slam their doors. They mad at their mama. Come home when they want to. Call their mama and tell them I'm at my friend's house. No.
Well, no, look, that's why you need that man structure in the home. That's why you need a man to come set things straight in the household. Kids think they can get away with whatever they want to with mama. You know, but when daddy in the house, they know he ain't playing that. If he's one of those active fathers, not one of them dudes who just work and come sit on the couch and drink his beer. I'm talking about men who are actually involved in their families in the household. That's what's wrong with society. You could trace everything pretty much back to no strong father figures in the home. Seriously.
Oh, you asked your mama, could you go to your friend's house in that area? So the problem is the people that are having these kids, are they qualified enough to be parents?
Well, look, if we start vetting people to see if they were qualified to be parents before people had kids, oh, yeah, the population might be over with. Because that's a small percentage of people.
One thing, because that makes it definitely unfair for the child.
Why is it considered rude to ask a woman her age or her weight, but not a man if we're all equal?
That's a good question.
Because of sexism.
There's some short men where you're like, he f- good.
Well, I was just going to say, I feel like short men are like freaky.
Work harder.
Like, no, they're just like into freaky sh- you know?
Well, like.
Okay, for the most part. Ladies, y'all can let me know if I'm telling the truth in the comment section or not. When women start dating shorter men, it's because they failed dating other type of guys that they like. So then they're like, forget it, I'll just try a short guy. And then sometimes they're pleasantly surprised. I think a lot of you women would be pleasantly surprised if you broaden your horizon. There's actually guys out there who aren't 6 feet who can make you happy. There's actually guys out there who don't make six figures that can make you happy.
Sometimes their head is just like at my So they can just go for it.
Everyone talks about men being bad, but you have 1% of men. You have 1% of men, maybe 2% out here can be playboys. The majority of men are desperate to get anything they can get, and they'll do anything they can to hold on to it.
And that's a bad place to be as a man. Even if you don't do well with women, you need to have some confidence about yourself. And if you get one, just know you got that one, you'll be able to get another one if she don't act right. Too many guys will just put up with anything because, like, I don't know if another one coming. Like, no, that's a terrible place to be in. It's probably not going to work out anyway because she could smell that on you. She could smell that on you that you're so scared to lose her, and then she's going to start walking over you, and then she's going to lose respect for you, and then she's going to sabotage the relationship because you're a punk.
There are more men who are lonely A woman will never truly be lonely. No matter how unattractive, how ugly your personality is, you can always get. There are men out here who are genuinely lonely. You don't understand the struggle of a man. Because women want the
best. They don't care about the struggle of a man. Most women, they couldn't care less. Even the women in the studio there, they playing with their nails, rubbing stuff out their eye. They couldn't care less about any of this at all.
Best men in the world. You want the best men in the world. And as much as you will sit and say, I don't want to cheat, you know instinctively you will share the best man in the world as opposed to have Joe Schmo.